Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
The Eastern world, it is exploding. Violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating, but you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Yeah, my blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Think of all the hate there is in Red China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace. And tell me over and over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. No, no, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
That was Barry McGuire. And in 1965, 57 years ago, the Beatles were a really big force in music back in the 1960s when I was growing up. And the Beatles were number one on the charts almost all the time. But when Barry McGuire came out with
that song, he knocked
the Beatles off number one. That was Barry McGuire. I just wanted to play that because that's where we are right now. We are on the eve of destruction. Greg Lesher's with us. Jason, thank you for doing that for us. Greg, welcome.
Thank you, Vincent. Yeah, it must have some technical difficulties there. It doesn't surprise me what's going on. But you're totally correct. We're on the eve of destruction. Right now, with these high fuel prices, it's got to be killing farms all across the Midwest. Our breadbasket's in distress, in dire straits, as in anything.
Well, you're absolutely right. You're fading, Greg. You're fading in and out. Class, Greg Lesher's with us.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah, now I can. Sure, sounds better.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. That song actually comes from one of my favorite. Well, it's included in one of my favorite movies, which was Rose Island, about someone who is trying to define freedom, and start his own island, his own micronation, and the Italian military blew his island up, took him off it, blew it up. But anyway, I agree. We're on the eve of destruction, and right now these high fuel prices are literally killing the breadbasket, the farms across the Midwest. I don't know about you, but can you afford to farm with those kind of fuel prices, Vincent?
Absolutely not. Greg, here's what's happening. You know, there's this website called GasBuddy.com. You can look up, let's say you're going to buy gas. You can look in the area where you're traveling. Let's say you're going on a 50-mile trip and you're going to go shopping. And you want to know where the lowest price gas is for that area, between where you are and where you're going. You could type in gasbuddy.com, the name of the city and or the town, and it would show you the lowest price gases. And it was accurate until a couple weeks ago. And it's no longer accurate. The prices that are being reported by the consumers, the customers that buy gas at these gas stations, can't keep up with the price increases. Yesterday, my son was buying gas with my wife, Mrs. Finelli, and the price went up while they were pumping gas. So the guy behind our son in his truck paid a higher price than our son did. So he lifted the nozzle, it had the price on it, he started pumping gas, and he got the gas at the price that it said, the lower price. And then it went right up right after that. So it's happening, and food stores are now being reported to change their prices as many as 4 times a day. So as we said, you can buy it or you can put it in your shopping cart at the supermarket, and by the time you get to the checkout, the price can be higher, you know, within minutes. That's what's happening. This is the kind of thing that happened in the Weimar Republic. And it was so bad that when someone would go to a restaurant, for example, to get a bite to eat for lunch, they would want to pay before they started the meal. They would want to pay the waiter right then and there when they ordered, because they knew that by the time they had finished their lunch, the price would go up. That is what we are experiencing the tip of right here, right now in the United States. Greg, any comments?
Yes. They're saying that they expect to $10 a gallon. You know what that tells me? That means it's going to be $10 a gallon. Now,
I don't know about you, but
any of you live with this?
I reported 2 days ago that it was going to be 12 to 15. That's my number. Let's see who's right. Let's see if they're right, or let's see if I'm right. And by the way, class, yep. USA Prepares has a history of being right a lot, probably more often than any other broadcast in our forecast. That's true. It's absolutely true. We talked about fertilizer. By the way, Russia has banned the export of fertilizer. Now, when fertilizer is removed from the marketplace, doesn't matter where, It doesn't matter where it's removed. If you think that, well, that, you know, it's so far away, that won't affect us. Yes, it will, because commodities are global now. So if Russia pulls out of the global pool of fertilizer, it impacts everybody. Everybody. The same with crude oil. Oh, we don't buy Russian crude. We only buy 2% of Russian crude. Really? So gasoline has gone up, what, maybe 50% in the last couple of weeks? Yeah, it does make a difference. Greg, the farmers are not going to be able to survive because fuel oil is used in the production of fertilizer. So everything's going to go up. I don't know how the truckers that get, let's say, 4, 5, 6, 7 miles to the gallon with their 18-wheelers are going to be able to afford diesel at, it's currently almost, well, probably mid $4 a gallon right now, right? How much is it out your way for diesel?
Well, I'll tell you what happened back in the year 2000 when they had a gas crunch. They put on surcharges. So that price will go directly and immediately into the price of freight, which is going to reflect the price of goods immediately. So you can expect the price of goods to at least double or triple. So your grocery bill is going to go up. Everything's going to go up, but are your wages going up? You know, we've been talking about this for a while, and I even heard on a program that they expect that there's going to be starvation by this fall in the United States because of lack of food. And what have we been talking about? You know, I keep hitting on the point that you need to have enough food storage on hand to make it until this is all over. And that could be the second coming of Christ. That's what I suspect.
Right, you know, right this moment.
Their intentions are to depopulate this earth by, what, 95%? They're well on the way to doing that. And here's something else I'd like to talk about, Vincent. The breadbasket. That is target number one.
Okay.
You can take out the breadbasket and farming.
Well, they're doing it.
Take out the population. Yeah.
They're doing it.
They're doing it.
Right now in Ukraine, there is starvation started. And people are now fighting over food in Ukraine. Right now. And if you look at some of the images, and who knows which ones are right and which ones are wrong, but it looks to me like Vladimir Putin is using the playbook of Adolf Hitler when he attacked Poland. He's bombing the cities. He's destroying the cities. If you look at these buildings, these apartment buildings, all the windows are blown out. That means the infrastructure of the buildings, it doesn't work. That means water is not available. People are lining up to have water dumped from a bucket into a plastic jug right now in Ukraine. Of course that's true. And I just did a quick search in California. Diesel in California at GasBuddy. This would be the lowest price for diesel. The lowest price for diesel is $4.21 a gallon. The highest price for diesel on GasBuddy is $6.19 a gallon. Diesel. I don't see how
$5.50 here in the Utah.
$5.50. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, California's always higher. At least in the densely populated areas. It's coming to you, class. It's on its way. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Greg Lesher's with us in Utah, USA Prepares instructor, and I just want to read a very short paragraph. I recommended considering buying the CIA, as in Central Intelligence Agency, World Factbook, the CIA World Factbook. I bought one, and it arrived a couple days ago. And it talks about each country. This thing's 1,100 pages. It weighs 3 pounds. It was $4.09 on the Internet. And the one I have is the version for 2018 and 2019. It talks about each country and what they produce, etc. Here is a very, very concise example of why Ukraine is being invaded. So this is about Ukraine, and it's on page 939 of the CIA World Factbook. The economy overview. After Russia, the Ukrainian Republic was the most important economic component of the former Soviet Union, producing about 4 times the output of the next ranking republic. Its fertile black soil generated more than 1/4 of the Soviet agricultural output. And its farms provided substantial quantities of meat, milk, grain, and vegetables to other republics. Likewise, its diversified heavy equipment supplied unique equipment such as large diameter pipes, and vertical drilling apparatus and raw materials to industrial and mining sites in other regions of the former Soviet Union. So if you're wondering what this is all about, I think I just told you that the soil of Ukraine can help make Russia and Ukraine more food independent. And it has heavy machinery manufacturing capabilities for drilling holes in the ground for extracting natural gas and oil, etc. I think that's what this is all about, class. Greg, does that make sense to you?
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, $450 for 85 gallons of diesel fuel.
And that was your last purchase?
That was the last purchase.
Okay, so, class, I'm kind of at a loss for words today. This is happening very, very quickly. We said that inflation, hyperinflation, would be here. And at the top of the hour news, you heard that we're going to be spending, Joe and company, the guy in the big chair, is going to be spending about $1.5 trillion more Federal Reserve note dollars. And that is going to cause the out-of-control inflation to go out of control. Yeah, I said that right. It's going to cause the out-of-control inflation to go out of control. You are going to find shortages that you never thought were possible. You're going to find prices that you never thought were possible. I suggest that you consider buying the things that you need right now before the price goes up. I'm not talking about luxury things. I'm talking about basic things. Let me give you an example. Pasta noodles. Inexpensive, relatively, and pasta sauce in glass jars. You can still get them for about $1, $1.40 or so at the Chinese factory outlet. I suggest you get some. And the plan, as far as I can see it, is you need to do things that have immediate results right now today. Like buy pasta and buy flour and a bread machine and, you know, those kinds of things. So that you can survive until your garden starts producing. Then you need to start canning, and you need to save the seeds. That's what you need to do, in my opinion. Greg?
Yeah. I mean, I was talking about a recipe called Scotch broth, you know, meals that you can cook. For a family of four, for 1 year supply, for under $300. Now, that might be doubled now. But you need to get on it.
You need to get on it. And here's what I've just said, and Greg has just said. You need to switch from being a consumer to a producer. You need to switch from consuming, to producing, for you and your family. That's what you need to do.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The latest consumer price index numbers, 7.9% over the past 12 months ending in February, show just how widely inflation pressures have spread over the past year. The pandemic fiscal stimulus is done. The Federal Reserve will start raising interest rates next week, tightening financial conditions. The White House is warning a frustrated Putin has the resources to launch chemical weapons in Ukraine.
That they not only have the capacity, they have a history of using chemical and biological weapons.
Jen Psaki from the White House lectern. With Russia's economy in ruins, the stock market remains closed in Russia for fear of a run on the Russian currency and its bonds near default. Global investors are set for major losses from Russian investments. In recent days, major financial players have disclosed Russian debt defaults will hurt. One example, BlackRock, the world's largest asset manager, has lost roughly $17 billion since the invasion. USA Radio News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
NASA will hold a press conference Monday, March 14th, to discuss the upcoming debut of the agency's Mega Moon rocket and integrated spacecraft for the automated Artemis 1 lunar mission. The Artemis missions will begin a long-term lunar presence and serve as a way station on the way to Mars. Since the Russian invasion of Ukraine, President Putin is claiming World War III and nuclear weapons to any nation that interferes. This week, the White House is now using words like chemical weapons. Spokesperson Jen Psaki from the White House lectern.
Well, they have a large biological and chemical weapons program, so it's a pattern, but they also have the capacity. Well, I'm not going to get into specific intelligence. We look at all of those factors. And we also know, and one of the reasons, one of the main issue that prompted my Twitter thread yesterday was that Russia has a history also of inventing outright lies like this, which is the suggestion that the United States has a chemical and biological weapons program, or Ukraine does, that they're operating. Russia is the one, is the country that has a chemical and biological weapons program. So the objective was to make clear the inaccuracy of the information, the misinformation they're trying to put out, and make clear to the world that they not only have the capacity, they have a history of using chemical and biological weapons, and that in this moment we should have our eyes open for that possibility.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Craig's with us, realwaterindependence.com, realwaterindependence.com is his website. Greg, we just heard at the top of the bottom of the hour news, the U.S. is announcing that inflation is at 7.9%. I don't believe it for a second. 7.9? Why not 8.0? Why not 8.1? Why not what it really is? I believe it's closer to 25%. Fertilizer's up 2 to 3x in the last couple of years. Okay. Greg, what's happening with the truckers? Have you talked with any? Have you gotten any feedback from what they're experiencing as well as what you're experiencing?
Well, right now, they can't find enough drivers. And, you know, that's That's the big thing. Companies can't find the drivers they need. And I can understand why. I mean, I spent some time on the road, and the class of drivers that are now driving trucks are just, I can hardly, you know, stand to be on the road with most of them. But if you can't find drivers, you can't get, you know, things just don't get delivered. And that works its way down the chain, and it is working its way down the chain. Our supply chain is kind of ending. It's in its last leg. This is going to finish off a lot of small companies, small trucking companies. These kind of fuel prices, they're not going to be able to afford to go on the road. They're not going to be able to afford their repairs. Right now, a good drive tire for a semi-truck, a 22.5 low profile, you know what the price is? Take a wild guess what the price is.
I don't want to know because we need one. We need one for one of our trucks here at the farm. I'm thinking $600. Okay.
Yep, $600. And that's a good price if you can get them.
All right. Let me share this with you, Greg, in the class. So I just did a quick check. Gas Buddy, gasoline in Los Angeles, California is running right now $6.29 to $7.99. $6.29 to $7.99 for gasoline in California, Los Angeles. And diesel is running at $6.29, according to Gas Buddy.
And that's working its way to 10, isn't it? It's slowly working its way to 10. They mention the word 10, they mean the word 10.
Yeah, and I think they're underestimating, because based on my numbers, based on what crude will cost, it's going to go 12 to 15. You know, yesterday, this is kind of an aside, but it kind of explains what's happening in everything. So yesterday we got a call. There was a guy that needed a service call for a Mercedes on the road, and it was Mercedes, an older Mercedes, like a 2007 or 8, wasn't running. And couldn't get it to work right, and it got wet. It got wet in. There was some flooding in. The flooding wasn't really high, but it was high enough to wet the bottom pan of the Mercedes, and that's where one of the computers is. And so the road salt combined with the melting snow and ice got on this computer connection, and it literally corroded and turned the connection where copper is to green. You know, copper oxidation is a greenish color, and so it needs a new computer. Mercedes wanted $2,500 for the diagnosis. $2,500 for the diagnosis. So we were able to go out on the road, do the diagnosis for one tenth of that Mercedes price, and we were able to find a computer for the customer so he can buy a computer on the internet for a couple hundred dollars and replace it himself. He still has to go and have that computer flashed at the dealer for the VIN number, but he can do it himself. And it, you know, that $2,500 was a diagnosis fee from Mercedes that had nothing to do with buying the part and fixing the vehicle. So
and
you could probably
get
close to double.
Yeah.
So that, Class, what I'm trying to tell you is the road salt. Who would have thought? Who would have thought that road salt melting would cause a computer in a car to fail? It never happened before, you know, when we had mechanical systems rather than computerized systems. That never happened. So
I've actually hauled salt from a mine to the county buildings that spread that stuff.
Okay. And how much do you think they spread in a county? Do you have a feel for how many tons?
Well, let's just put it this way. I think we haul 5-6 loads a day. Maybe 7 loads a day with two to three sets of belly dumps to fill up one county shed. And the county usually has a few of them.
So is each belly dump somewhere around 18 tons, 12 tons for the tag along?
No, it's around 40 tons.
40 tons
40
for
tons
the
of salt.
Okay, in just one trailer?
In one
No, in both the main and the puff.
Okay, so 18 plus 12 roughly. Okay. All right, I got it. Class, Gwyneth Isaacs called me in a mild panic last night. And this relates to what Greg just talked about. She said that she's an environmental scientist. She said, Vincent, the salt that they are spreading on the roads is going to destroy the aquifer. And the farmers, it's going to leach into the aquifer. No question about that. And then the farmers are going to pump that water from the salty rivers, the saline rivers, ponds, lakes, etc., onto the fields, and crops will not grow. Period. She was in a mild panic. Maybe it wasn't so mild. And she's absolutely right. This is a big problem. And what we're doing is for the generally dumb public that absolutely insists on going to the movies and going shopping and going out on the roads when you shouldn't be traveling on the roads, the county governments are spreading salt that are polluting our water supply, which in turn is polluting our farmland. And pretty soon, you're not going to be able to buy food. So not only is the fuel going up that delivers the fuel, the fuel to produce the food, like, you know, us using diesel in our tractors to grow grass and save hay and bale hay to feed the cows through the winter so you all can have beef. That's going up.
Let's switch tracks for a second, Vincent. You were talking about starting your own garden.
Yeah.
Right now, using the little caps and things like that. When you were talking about that, that brought me to my little, what I call my little miniature pit greenhouses. And the reason I had to make them is because my solar stills that were distilling salt water into fresh water, the flow was downhill, so I actually had to dig about a 3-foot pit for each still. But what I learned was from that 3-foot pit, if you can't afford a greenhouse, can you afford to operate a shovel and dig down to below that frost line and put a little bit of topsoil down there and some fertilizer and put your plant down there? Because if you can do that, you can take a that woven plastic greenhouse cover. There's one called Bob's Tough Plastics. But anyway, you can find it online. It's a woven greenhouse plastic, and it disperses the light. So you can make a little frame, cover that frame with this little greenhouse cover, put it over that pit, and that disperses the light throughout that pit, and it will get all the sunlight it needs, and you'll be able to grow in the wintertime. Why is this important? Because you're not going to be able to go probably this winter to get fresh produce. So what can you do about that? You can grow it yourself. You can put a little LED light in there, some LED lights and in these little pits, and grow all year round. And to conserve water, you can take a piece of Bisqueen, a piece of plastic, and cut a little hole in it where your plant is, and you put your water there, or your little drip feed there, and that plastic will keep that soil under there nice and moist for your plant, and you'll be able to you grow a garden with a lot less water than you can even imagine. Any thoughts on that, Vince?
Class,
One other thing, too. They won't be able to see it because it's below the ground. So if it's out of sight, out of mind, you may be able to have your vegetables reach maturity before somebody tries to steal them. You may be able to get a hold of them and use them yourself. And I think this is a very important thing. And that is mentioned in my, a little bit of that seawater garden was mentioned in my book, Don't Just Survive Off, Get Thrive. Yeah. Okay,
Greg,
go ahead with your thoughts on
that. How do you get your book? One last question. How
Real
do you get
Water
your book?
Independence. Yeah, realwaterindependence.com. You can even read part of it if you'd like off of Amazon.
And, class, you can go to
hard copies. So
So you're going to be getting a signed set yourself in the mail shortly.
Oh, great. Great. I read the book, Class. I have read this book, every word, at least five times. And thank you, Greg. I wanted to mention, Class, that Greg was talking about the frost line. That is the depth at which freezing goes down to. Okay? So, for example, in Florida, in the center part of Florida, the frost line is 0 inches because the ground doesn't freeze generally. This is just most of the time, but sometimes there are anomalies. Now, in Texas, it's between 5 inches and 20 inches. So southern Texas would be 5 inches, mid-Texas 10 inches, and upper Texas, northern Texas, would be about 20 inches where the ground stops freezing. Okay? Where I am in Missouri, it's 20 inches. In northern Missouri, it's 30 inches. If you go toward like Minnesota, the frost line could be 70 or between 50, 60, and 70, maybe even close to 80 inches. So it depends on where you live. So what Greg is talking about is digging a pit, meaning a depression in the ground, framing it, and making your greenhouse below the frost line where it's not going to freeze. What a great idea. Because typically, if you look at greenhouses, they're above the ground. And
yeah,
when they're above the ground,
that,
it works great in the summertime. But in the wintertime, or when it starts getting cool, you have to heat them.
Yeah, when it warms up, you can just stick a little screen over it. Keep the bugs out. Keep the rabbits out.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the critters away from it. But so, there was something called a Pancor Hyas. I can't remember what it is, but it was done by Brigham Young University, and it was a miniature slanted greenhouse that you would dig into the ground. And I'm going to try and look it up. If it was a free PDF, and they're using this in the Andes. Native people there in the Andes are growing gardens in the snow.
Greg, when we come back, can you tell us some instant? Can you share with us some instant tips? What we need to do right now, right this minute.
Absolutely.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Very, very quickly, class. One more reason why Ukraine is important. Ukraine produces about 50% of the world supply of neon. You know, that gas that's used in neon signs. But that's not the important reason. Neon is used to manufacture the lasers that cut the silicon wafers and manufacture semiconductors. No neon, no semiconductors. Greg, back to you about what should we do right now, this instant?
If you don't have these things, you need to get them, like, right now. And that would be things like wheat, dried wheat, corn, rice, split peas, beans. They're just the basics that you can store. And I mean buy all, as much as you can. Let me tell you something about food. During hard times, when people are starving to death, that becomes your barter item, because people will give you anything for a meal. Remember what happened with Jacob and Esau? He sold his birthright for a meal. Okay? When people are starving to death, you need something, you can probably get it for a meal. But the important thing is if you do create a meal, do not give more than a meal, because your life depends on it. So I would get all the food storage that you possibly can, powdered milk, powdered eggs, powdered cheese, get some of the salt, just get bags of it, 5 55-gallon drums, put it in right now immediately, and then start to put it away and hide it. Number two is get yourself educated how to survive off-grid. If you're not off-grid right now, you need to learn how to do it, because power, that's only a temporary thing, and right now with the price of the fuel, you can just imagine what the price is going to be on your electric bill. Educate yourself. And I can't say that enough. There's a scripture that brings to mind, and that is, my people perish
because of their lack of knowledge. What do I think that lack of knowledge is? How to survive. So get yourself educated. That's the reason that Vince and myself and Gwyneth have all written books. It's to spread that knowledge. We're doing it. We're living it. Because we could see it coming. If you can't see it coming, folks, you're on the wrong planet. I'm sorry. But it's on its way. It's well on its way. I watched a video of Joe Biden talking in 1997 about what it would take to provoke a military response from Russia. And he mentioned that it would take NATO going into the Baltic states. That's exactly what they're doing now. This has been pre-planned. They want this war. You see, those who follow Lucifer, and Lucifer, his goal is to destroy everything that God's created. That includes all the people. And he won't hesitate to do it. My fear is the Midwest, that those nuclear power plants will suffer a cyber attack. Those power plants will melt down, and the Midwest, the breadbasket, will become barren of life. That is the target, our breadbasket. You want to get rid of people, that's the quickest way to do it. Back to you, Vince. For your thoughts.
There are 104 nuclear reactors in the United States, as at my last count. And everyone, or virtually everyone, is downwind from a nuclear reactor in the United States. Now think about that. So if it happens in California and you're in New York State and you think that you're immune, you're not immune. If you are in, if you're in Florida, you're not immune because there are reactors to the west. And the winds blow from the west to the east. Everybody's downwind. And even if a reactor in Chernobyl, and by the way, that Chernobyl reactor that was on fire, oh, I can't believe it. It just got knocked off the air again. That reactor that was on fire, there's a news blackout. Just try doing a search on Chernobyl reactor and try to get the latest news. You can't find it. It's gone. It was on fire. And they were talking about a radioactive release from that plant because the Russians attacked it, or somebody attacked it. Greg, have you found anything else about that?
No. It's in our future, though. If you read Isaiah, when he talks about the daughters of Zion, the haughty daughters of Zion, he talks about instead of well-set hair, baldness, instead of sweet smell, stink. It's a terrible future. But it, to me, it's looking like nuclear. Whether it's a bomb or whether it's meltdown.
Yeah.
We got to be prepared.
Yeah, and all you have to do is just take the grid down. If the grid goes down, class, there will be meltdowns because the grid supplies the electricity for the cooling system for the nuclear reactors. Think about that.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.